This is a recording of Before You Blow Your Mind. Before You Blow Your Mind was originally written by Go Gentle and Shoemaster as a gift for She Had Chick in Hockey Holidays 2011. This recording is for 16 Wins 2013. Your podfic reader is V. Zvi Likes TV. This is a story about the Carolina Hurricanes players Jeff Skinner and Eric Staal. Summary. If Eric Staal is going to hit on him, Jeff is going to hit on him back. Notes. This is the story of how Jeff gets knocked up from the insane impreg baby fic, but can totally be read on its own. A pinch hit because we love you and don't want to keep you waiting, BB. Title from Travis's U16 Girls. Jeff's not actually sure whose house this is. PK and Stammer had been kind of vague on that front, but nobody seems to mind that he's there and drinking their beer. And he's doing a pretty good job of playing it cool with all the NHL players he doesn't already know hanging around. Stammer disappears as soon as they get in the door. Something about a girl he's been trying to hook up with for weeks now. And Jeff's not really sure where PK went. But that's fine, because it's a fun party, even if Jeff doesn't know anyone. He gets pulled into a debate over CCM versus Bauer, and tries not to let on that his parents still buy most of his gear. Am I even allowed to participate in this conversation? A new voice asks. It takes a second for Jeff to recognize that it's Eric Staal, because he's just wearing a t-shirt and jeans and grinning with a beer in his hand. It's a different look than the one that was hanging on the back of his door for a couple of years before Jillian accidentally ripped it. Doesn't Bauer pay you to say nice things about them? Jeff teases, feeling incredibly forward. They don't trust him to speak complete sentences most days, someone else chimes in. He just has to stand there and look pretty. Jeff doesn't mean to blatantly check Eric out at that, especially not when he realizes Eric's looking at him. Jeff tries not to die blushing or laughing awkwardly. So he licks his lips and, oh, Eric totally watched that. That's not what Jeff was expecting. Or for Eric to snag him another drink? He takes a sip of his beer while trying not to freak out about the possibility that Eric Staal might be hitting on him. Eric Staal. Someone bumps into Jeff from behind, and Eric reaches out for his shoulder to catch him. He holds on a little longer than strictly necessary, and brushes his thumb across the side of Jeff's neck when he finally pulls away. Yeah, definitely hitting on him. If Eric Staal is going to hit on him, Jeff is going to hit on him back, which means he needs another drink. Eric goes with him to the kitchen and brushes a hand against his hip as they lean over the cooler of beer and Jeff leans into it. They don't go back to the living room where they were standing. They head out to the backyard and try to find a quiet place to hang out. The backyard's not that much quieter. They weren't the only ones that had this idea. But it's better than the living room. Eric leads Jeff over to a spot a little ways from the house. Jeff takes a long drink of beer for courage. Eric's just watching him, and Jeff steels himself before taking a few steps forward and crowding into Eric's space. The light from the house and just the city in general I mean, it's light enough for Jeff to see, but Eric has a little grin on his face. So, yeah, you should definitely keep going. I don't know if I ever got your name, Eric asks. Jeff, Jeff says. Jeff, I'm Eric. Jeff stuffs down the instinct to say that he knows. Nice to meet you, Eric, Jeff says, before leaning up to kiss him. And Jeff's a little bit drunk, which makes him bolder than usual. He's got one hand on the back of Eric's neck, pulling him down, and it seems like a good idea to reach down to Eric's jeans with the other, just to make sure there are no misunderstandings. And there aren't. They are both solidly on the same page. And God, Eric's good at this, and Jeff doesn't want to stop. So he's not pleased when Eric's all, "We should get out of here, go back to my place." Jeff's having a hard time working out why he needs to stop touching Eric, so he takes a moment to try and process it. "Or we don't have to," Eric says hurriedly. "This is fine too." "No," Jeff says, "we should." Eric lives like 2 blocks away, so it's a short walk back, except it takes them a lot longer because they get distracted. Eric keeps touching Jeff, and Jeff keeps laughing, and it's a wonder they make it at all. Jeff presses himself up against Eric while Eric fumbles with his keys, and Eric practically has to elbow him away to get enough room to get the door open. Once they're in the foyer, Jeff sees no reason they shouldn't take their pants off right there. But Eric basically drags him down the hall. "Come on, just a little farther," he says. "I want to blow you," Jeff says as they finally get to Eric's room. Eric blinks at him. "Yeah, yes, okay." Jeff laughs, feeling smoother than he ever has in his life. He shoves Eric down on the bed, and Eric goes easily. Jeff kisses Eric while he works on getting Eric's pants undone. "Eager, huh?" Eric says. But he gasps, and his hips jerk when Jeff rubs his dick through his boxers. "You want me to stop?" "No, fuck no, Jesus." Jeff grins, and Eric just stares at him for a second. It's distracting, but eventually he gets down to getting Eric's pants all the way off. Eric helps, shoving his boxers down, and Jeff gets his first good look at Eric's dick. He works his way down till he can lean in and breathe on it, and Eric's hips jerk again. Jeff laughs and gives him one long, slow lick. "Like that?" he asks teasingly. "Fuck more," Eric begs. Jeff has to just go for it then, because he's pretty sure that if he drags it out too much, he'll end up coming before Eric does. He does his best, but Eric doesn't help, tugging at his hair just a little and running his thumb around the edge of Jeff's lips around his cock. It's really hot, and Jeff's not used to the guys he's blowing actively turning him on this much. It takes all of his coordination to get his own pants down while he works at getting Eric off, because he really doesn't want to come in his pants. Jeff just can't wait any longer, and he has to take one hand off Eric's hip to wrap it around his own cock. He's pretty sure he's going to embarrass himself, but he's too turned on to care. "Are you? Oh, Jesus," Eric gasps when he notices. Eric's orgasm surprises both of them, and Jeff has to pull off quickly to avoid choking. "Fuck, sorry," Eric says. "I just fuck." "It's fine," Jeff says, stripping off his shirt. He's going to have to make sure he washes that himself. "Shit, look at you," Eric says, reaching out with his free hand to skim up Jeff's side as he keeps jerking him. His touch is light and would probably tickle if Jeff weren't so on edge. He yanks Eric down for a kiss. Eric opens his mouth and just lets Jeff take, and he never stops moving his hands. Jeff's going to lose his mind. God, Jeff, Eric says into his neck. You're just so, Jesus. Jeff wants to ask what he is exactly, but the words don't really come. Want you to fuck me, he bites out. Eric hisses and bites Jeff's neck, and that just finishes him off. Eric strokes him through it until it's too much, and Jeff has to push his hand away. So you like that idea? Jeff asks after they've both caught their breath. Yeah, Eric says. Might take a bit, though. I can wait, Jeff says. He'll be ready to go again pretty soon, and he needs to do something to distract himself from the fact that he's having sex with Eric Stahl. Eric agrees, shifting up a little bit so he can pull at Jeff until he's straddling Eric. Shirt? Jeff suggests, tugging at the hem till Eric takes it off. They make out lazily for a while. Jeff runs his hands up and down Eric's ribs. He's too skinny for an NHL player, he thinks randomly. Especially for the off-season. He frowns a little. You good? Eric asks, pulling back and stroking his thumb down Jeff's neck. Great, Jeff says, wiggling a little against Eric's crotch. You've got stuff, yeah? Yeah, Eric says. Just here. He taps at Jeff's hip, and Jeff rolls off so Eric can climb out of bed. Jeff takes the opportunity to spread his legs wide and give his cock a few casual strokes. Eric stops and stares for a second when he comes back to the bed. Jesus, what am I going to do with you? Fuck me. Jeff helpfully reminds him. Eric laughs, and God, Jeff wasn't expecting this to be so much fun. Eric gives Jeff a quick kiss before settling in between Jeff's legs, and God, it's hot the way Eric is looking at him. I'll focus. Jeff feels Eric's fingers brush over his hole, and he gasps. God, Eric says, you're so hot like this. Jeff feels like he's going to lose his mind. Do it, Eric, he says. I want it. Eric lets out a shaky breath. I bet you tell that to all the guys. Not that many, Jeff says. Or any, really. But he's not going to tell Eric that. Eric pushes in, and he's still watching Jeff closely. Tell me if it hurts. Jeff thinks about it a minute. It feels weird, but it doesn't hurt. No, it's good. Good, good, Eric says. He licks his lips and adds another finger slowly, checking Jeff's reaction. It's more of a stretch, but it doesn't hurt. More, Eric, come on. Pushy, pushy, Eric says, but he's grinning, so Jeff knows it's a joke. Eric starts moving his fingers, then a little faster, and at some point it switches over from feeling weird to feeling good, and Jeff needs more. He pulls his knees further back, trying to find an angle or some way he can take Eric's fingers deeper, and oh, fuck. Eric twists his fingers, and Jeff's entire body spasms around them, and his dick has apparently forgotten that he's already come once. Eric, please, you gotta... Yeah, Eric says, and his voice sounds a little broken. Yeah, just let me... He reaches for the condom on the bedside table, and when he pulls his fingers out, Jeff practically whines to feel the loss. Eric, I need... I know, Jeff. Fuck, I know, Eric says as he fumbles with the wrapper. Jeff wraps his hand around his cock because he can't just lay here with no one touching him. But Eric grabs his wrist, his lubed fingers sliding over his skin. Don't, just let me. Wait a second and let me. Finally, Eric manages to get the condom on. And then he's lining himself up. Jeff tilts his hips up. Needing it now. If you could see you right now, Eric says. It's said with a lot of weight behind it, and Jeff has to fight not to blush. Not that it matters, because a second later, Eric's dick is finally pushing in, and Jeff's thought about what it would be like to be in this position, but this is better. Especially when Eric leans down to kiss him once he's all the way in. "You okay?" Eric asks. "Move," Jeff tells him before reaching up to kiss Eric again. Eric takes direction really well, and it only takes a minute or two of Jeff's dick rubbing against Eric's stomach while Eric fucks him before Eric reaches between them and wraps it up in his fist. Jeff would be embarrassed by how close he is to coming, but he's a teenager, and mostly he can't believe this is actually happening. "Jeff, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Jeff." Eric's panting his name against his throat, lips brushing and teasing, and his teeth nip at a spot under Jeff's jaw. And holy shit, Jeff's coming again, and it's even better than the first time because now Eric's inside of him and moaning as Jeff's ass squeezes around him. Eric's thrusts get a little less even, and Jeff can tell that he's close too. "Come on, do it," he says. He's oversensitive, and it's almost too much, feeling Eric move, and he wants it to last forever. I need," Eric says, grabbing Jeff's hips and fucking him so hard that Jeff's pretty sure he's going to be walking funny tomorrow, before finally coming with a choked-off moan and slumping against him. They're both sweaty and breathing hard, with Jeff's cum sticky between them. But Jeff just turns his head to find Eric's mouth so he can kiss him again. He's trying to figure out if there's a way they can do this again, or maybe next year after he's drafted. He shakes his head, and Eric hums a questioning noise at him. "Nothing," Jeff says. He's being dumb and should just enjoy this for now. "You should stay," Eric tells him sleepily. He should really get home, but his parents knew he was going out with PK, so hopefully they'll just assume he's crashing there. "Yeah, okay." Eric's already mostly asleep, but he shoves at Jeff until they've rearranged themselves so Eric is spooned up behind Jeff. Jeff knows he's going to be gross in the morning, but he doesn't want to get up. He's too comfortable and his muscles feel like rubber. Training tomorrow is going to suck. So it's just easier to give in to sleep. The end.